The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up. Live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Martin Luther King, celebrating the greatness of a great American, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., all that he went through, only to be cut down. And, you know, you just got to keep the legacy alive. So we celebrate that day today. We're here. Frankie Five Boroughs Morano's here. Albert's here. And Debbie's here. We got Charlie helping to produce. And Cara doing a great job on social media. And we're here for your phone calls, 877-970-2999. On the balance of nature phone lines on this Martin Luther King Day. And I think that what we went through, and I told you this earlier, I've been telling you all day, is since we're baby boomers, you know, hey, boomer, you know, we're... Are we old? Nah, best is yet to come, kid. You know what? We're boomers, but proud to be. We went through what a crazy generation, the 60s, watching the assassination of John Kennedy. You know, assassinations of Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy. Just what a crazy time, right? Remember all the riots, everything? People, there would be these valiant warriors that would go to Vietnam. And we didn't even know why we were there, but these warriors went to Vietnam. And we, even my cousin Paulie told me, he was in the National Guard. I had a great chat with Paulie yesterday, and he was in the artillery, and he went to Oklahoma, and then he went somewhere else out in the Midwest and learned artillery. Did 6 years of service in the New Jersey National Guard, and we thank Paulie for his service, and we thank you for your service if you're a veteran of Vietnam. But, man, they just were not respected then. I remember Paulie came over to the house once in his National Guard uniform. I thought that was so great, you know, and I always appreciate law enforcement. Thanks to my dad, rest his soul. And I never had the privilege to serve, but still, in our generation, they went to Vietnam, they came back, they got heckled and spit on in parades. Inexcusable! What a crazy time! And then to watch this, finally, after all the upset, you have the acknowledgement of the African American community in the 60s, right? Through John Kennedy and through LBJ and Frankie, correct me if I'm wrong, but people always tell me, all the conservatives say, but they were Republicans, pretty much the Congress were Republicans that passed those bills.
So both houses of Congress were Democrat, but a lot of the Southern Democrats were segregationists.
And did not vote for the Civil Rights Act?
Especially in the U.S. Senate. Without the support of Minority Leader Dirksen, who's now named the Dirksen Building in his honor,
sure.
It would not have passed without Republican votes.
Boom.
So it was not a Republican majority, but the Republican votes enabled it to be passed.
Yeah. And just as a way aside, Frankie Five Boroughs, the Ku Klux Klan was started, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong here, by Democrats. Is that right, down south?
I've always heard that. I will double check that.
Yeah,
but
you know,
a lot of those distinctions, even though I know Republicans try to claim, you know, Abraham Lincoln and Jackie Robinson and others, and certainly with good reason, a lot of those distinctions were regional. There were a lot of Southern Republicans back then who were just as racist as Democrats. Now, the ones, the politicians that get all the attention are all Democrats, people like George Wallace, Lester Maddox and others. Those were because that was who was elected.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. I really give Jimmy Carter credit, and he's now our oldest president. But it's easy to forget that he came about in Georgia politics at a time when segregation and antipathy towards civil rights was a very real thing. And unlike a lot of other people, he never really embraced anything having to do with the segregationist agenda, even though he came up at that time. And for him to run for office and actually win as a Democrat in Georgia in, you know, the late 60s, early 70s.
After all that.
You know, when the party was and the whole state was in a very different direction, it says a lot about Jimmy Carter and his principles.
I'm playing Georgia Friday night. Friday night.
Very nice.
University of Western Georgia. Beautiful theater down there on this college campus. We'll be doing the whole show. They want to do a you know, a kind of an Italian kind of theme show. They brought the Italian guy from Jersey down there. Well, I'll be the only Italian in a 2,000-mile radius, Frankie, to get down there.
Well, whatever your ethnicity is, people do love the Joe Piscopo live performance
everywhere. Thanks. We're going to have some fun.
But it's easy to forget, speaking into the South, there are several states that celebrate today as Robert E. Lee Day. Alabama, Mississippi.
They don't acknowledge Martin Luther King?
Well, Martin Luther King Jr. Day is a federal holiday and has been for, you know, it's been celebrated in 50 states. For
We don't have it off. I mean, technically.
No, we don't have it off. Okay. I've noticed that. It's very disconcerting. But it is a federal holiday. You have to wonder about a company that there's only two holidays named for Americans, and we don't give off for one of them. It's very interesting. But in two states, at least two states, might be three, I think Alabama and Mississippi, but there might be a couple others, they celebrate today as Robert E. Lee Day.
Interesting. But anyway, to go back to the 60s like that, and then you saw the civil rights movement, and we all believed in it, and we all believed in Martin Luther King as kids, you know, of the greatest generation, and then you would hear about the Tuskegee Airmen, you know, fighting valiantly in the Second World War, and then affirmative action came through, and people criticized us. Well, that's not fair, but you needed it at the time. You needed it at the time. Otherwise, I'm telling you, there was a prejudice that you can't imagine. So now we're through it, and Martin Luther King sets the stage, and we try to carry on. But Martin Luther King did it in a way that was with love and understanding and common sense. And boy, he just struck a tone, you know, that you were just mesmerized. He had the gift from God to speak as eloquently as he did, Martin Luther King did. Then what happened? I mean, now there's just nothing but racial strife. Racial strife. And then you go into President Obama, Barack Obama. I know he's, you know, I think his mom was white. Whatever. For all intents and purposes, it was a black president. And I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. I didn't vote for him. I didn't agree with his policies. But I thought, how great is this? We have a black president with a beautiful black family. This is great. This is great. Does he excuse me, I'm not to criticize, really, I don't want to say anything bad about a past administration, but did he reach out to the black community? No. And what happened in the 60s with all the riots? Newark burned down, Plainfield, New Jersey, Oakland, Los Angeles, Compton, everything but Detroit, it all burned down. You know what? Do you think that the Democrats would go, you know what, let's fix this? Now, I don't want this to be political, but it's true. I don't understand why those communities, the stressed communities that represent a lot of the African American communities, all those folks that Dr. Martin Luther King spoke so eloquently about, why we have abandoned that. I can't, that in my life, I can't figure it out. And when you have a black president, you hope he would reach out to the south side of Chicago, East St. Louis, Illinois, the most dangerous city in America, Camden, New Jersey, Patterson. He would be nothing. And then you see who does it and who gets criticized. Donald Trump does opportunity zones. You never hear about it. And please. Now, it's a pro. It's no pro anything. It's just helping out those in need that and follow the, you know, the thought process, follow the mission of Dr. Martin Luther King of helping out those most stressed, you know, and affirmative action work. But now you got to bring jobs back into those areas. And now Donald Trump's doing that with opportunity zones. How great is that? And with pastors going into the inner cities. And I know Dr. Ben Carson doing so much in that regard. And Mike Lindell, our buddy, goes around to these stressed areas. So let's keep that mission of Dr. Martin Luther King alive. Let's not fight. Let's not put aside the divide. In the name of Dr. King, let's take care of, and let's take care of Americans first. Let's not worry about, if I may, respectfully, Ukraine. That's not, you know, the southern border you have to worry about, because you know what? They're going to come in and they're going to assault the Americans, and it's going to be, look, when gang members come across, it's something that you got to worry about here. Let's first and foremost, I don't understand why it's been a mission of mine for 25 years to help out those most stressed in the inner cities of the United States of America. I respectfully submit that on this Martin Luther King Day. Also, let's not forget about law enforcement. We always appreciate law enforcement, and I always hesitate to do this because you want to just have some fun. It's everybody else's off. We're on. We can have some laughs. But you know what? Two more police officers killed in the line of duty. Reading here, authorities in Hawaii are still trying to account for a gunman who killed two Honolulu police officers. Police say the two officers were met with gunfire after responding to a call about a stabbing at a home yesterday. This is why I tell you why I support law enforcement. And we know so many of the NYPD listen to us, and we're so proud to have the men and women of the New York Police Department, the New Jersey State Troopers, the New York State Police, you know, and cops all over listening to the program. They know we support them, and we thank them and their families for all that they go through, putting their lives on the line, literally. Here, Frankie, is a domestic disturbance. I say this all the time. And I don't know if it was in a stressed area of Honolulu. You think of Honolulu, you think, wow, it's Hawaii. But it's got some areas. So they go into the area, the police officers go into the area. You end up, they take the lives of the police officer who are trying to help out the community. I'm telling you, and now I've got a family member who's got, a police officer in the Newark Police Department, Commissioner Couric's son doing a valiant job as well on the Newark Police Department. And now my guy, Big Mike, this kid that I love that works for me, he's going to the academy.
Terrific.
Goes in. Godspeed, Big Mike. I tell you, law enforcement's so lucky.
In New York or in Jersey?
You know what? He goes into the academy in Jersey in a very, very tough academy. And just to protect his privacy. But law enforcement's so lucky to have this stellar individual. And a shout out to his parents.
In great shape. Great too.
Oh, would you
shake
mess with
hands
this guy? I said, Mike, are you going to give me a ticket? When I pull, I'll take the ticket. You pull me over, man. But fact of the matter, we support that. But now you got to worry about family members. It's a domestic. It's another nut job out there.
It's awful. And I think also, in addition to the point that you make, which is right on the money about the need to value and appreciate law enforcement, not only when something like this happens, but always. But I think it also underscores the serious crisis we're dealing with as a country in terms of dealing with the mentally ill and how we really need to rethink our approach to mental illness,
exactly.
Which is far too pervasive.
Well,
and unfortunately, a lot of these police officers end up playing the role of social worker, having to deal with the mentally ill because they haven't been dealt with at any other stage of life.
And God forbid, the laws that are put in place in New York State, for example, it takes away the whole law and order of a society, you know, with the bail reform. That's what's happening in New York.
Well, and it's so much worse than that. I mean, bail reform is just terrible. I mean, you saw what happened on Friday. The feds had to step in because this bank robber kept robbing banks.
Yeah,
and New York
yeah.
kept letting him out.
Shockingly,
when they would let him out, what he would do was go out and rob more banks, and then they let him out again, and he'd rob more banks. So ultimately, the federal government has to come in and say, wait a minute, we're not going to allow this guy to keep robbing FDIC-insured banks. We're going to arrest him federally, and finally, now he's in jail, and they're asking for bail for him. But also, even beyond that, if you look at the combination of this disastrous bail reform with what New York's done in terms of this disastrous sanctuary city policy, a week and a half ago, Joe, tragic story about this animal out in Queens who sexually assaulted and murdered a 92-year-old woman.
92 years old.
We now know that in New York City, they let him out of jail after he stabbed his father. And then we know that that ICE asked New York City authorities, please.
Made the request.
Yes. This guy's in the country illegally. Detain this guy. We're putting in a detainer request. But, of course, New York is a sanctuary city. They took this detainer request from ICE, totally ignored it. And then once this guy's let out on the street, instead of being deported, he kills this beautiful 92-year-old woman who was just collecting cans and bottles, who was the neighborhood cat lady, who was apparently a very nice woman. And the ICE chief and the Homeland Security chief, they both said this is an entirely preventable tragedy, and it's due only to the policies of Bill de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the NYPD said, no, we never got the request. And the ICE said, no, here's the timestamp from the fax that we sent you.
Yeah.
at the time that we asked you to do
keep
it.
Keep voting.
So.
Keep voting for these guys. People in office, keep voting for them because, my goodness gracious, we got to go, I know, but let me get break for 2 seconds. Hank, I'm going on America's Newsroom with Sandra Smith, and Ed Henry's first day is hosting America's Newsroom. I wonder, Ed's a big baseball fan. He's a personal friend, a great guy, aside from being the great journalist that he is. And I found a Babe Ruth card that's gold, that's beautiful, given to me by a Marine, a great guy named Hank Papora, and I wanted to pass it on to Ed Henry, but I didn't want to be disrespectful to Hank for giving me the card and then passing out my gift. But so Hank called in. Hey, Hank, first of all, thank you for your service. We always appreciate you listening, pal. Do I have your permission, Hank, to this beautiful Babe Ruth card that you gave me, the gold one, to give it to Mr. Ed Henry on America's Newsroom today? Can we do that, Hank?
Absolutely, yes. Thank and you. I have to apologize, Joe.
What happened?
For not calling in sooner.
You okay?
There's not too many phones here on the island. And this guy, John Bouchelet, keeps on hugging the phone. But I finally got
island.
A chance to call in.
Yeah. That's great.
But please, give it to Ed Henry. It's a Danbury Mint card or the Babe Ruth.
Is it? Wait, I got to ask you. Is it gold? Is it gold? That means it real gold? It's not real.
It's plated gold. It's plated gold.
Well, wait, maybe I'll hold on to it. Hold on a second. I mean, I like it.
No,
I like it.
I'll replace it to you.
All
I have
right,
another
all right.
one. I'd be glad to send it out to you.
I'll give you a shout out on the air. Ed's a great guy. He deserves it. Hank, thank you. Thank you for your service, man. God bless you.
Have a good day.
You too, Hank Papora, right there. 8:21 right now. Wait a minute. I've got to reconsider giving that away. Hold on. Me and Ed in a tug of war match on television today. Here, take the car. But wait a minute, Ed. Jen Kearns is going to join us.
Republican one-man boat to the island.
Yeah. That was great. Republican strategist. Yeah, because we'll explain that later. Let me go, and Giada Valenti as well. Let's go to Debbie on the roads. Here it is on Monday. And I think traffic's light because it's Martin Luther King Day. Yes,
yeah,
Deb?
Yeah, super light.
Yay! We
you know,
love
that
it.
That gold-plated card, I don't know. You may want to hold on to that. I'm just saying, that's worth some money,
so
Joe.
It's so pretty.
I know.
Ed's such a big baseball fan. You know, especially in honor, when you think about Martin Luther King, you also think about other great Black Americans like Jackie Robinson and Ed Henry wrote that great book, 42. Great book about Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Deb, looking out for on the roads at 8:22 right here on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. If you're heading to the Uptown B train, delays with signal problems. Also delays on the 3 train because of switching problems. LIRR on a regular weekday schedule for today. If you're heading to New Jersey Transit, you're on a weekend schedule. And if you're going to be taking a ride to the PATH train, it's a Saturday schedule as well for the PATH trains. Let's see what's happening on the roads. Eastbound side of the Gowanus up by 38th, getting reports of an accident in the HOV lane. Over on 287 North, exit 6 in Piscataway, a collision there. An accident over in Miller Place just cleared Echo Ave right at Miller Place Road, so you're moving better there. Westbound belt slowing down by Bay 8th Street with a stalled vehicle just being cleared. Sunny today. High of 32. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher knows why the impeachment circus started.
The reason behind the whole impeachment hoax, it was just to say he's been impeached for life. Wow.
It's like all they've got.
Well, we're not going to probably get him removed from office. He very well may win this year.
Well, but at least we can say he was impeached. Aha! We got that on him.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
The Senate trial is nearing. The Democrats want to get President Trump. You need the real facts from Newsmax TV. It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It just beat out Bloomberg TV. So tune in at 9 a.m. Eastern to see Steve Bannon's War Room and programs with Alan Dershowitz, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and more. Find Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, Spectrum, Optimum 102, Fios 615, UVerse 1220, Cox, and more. Just check your cable guide for Newsmax TV.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. In May, New York State launched a $175 million workforce development initiative. Tell us about this program.
What we're going to be discussing with people all over the state is the ability for anyone involved in the whole idea of training workers for the jobs of today and for tomorrow. We now have money on the table to support that. A lot of people talk about workforce development and what it may mean, but we now have $175 million that the governor sought, the legislators all voted for. So what it's going to do is take us to the next level and allow New Yorkers to have the benefit of the most highly rated, state-of-the-art skills training programs. And at the end of the day, it helps them get a better job. And it helps our employers. It helps the economy.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, it's 825. Aperillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades. You know that. Discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. Each island is unique with its own personality. Oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, memories to last a lifetime. Maybe you've been promising yourself a visit to Pearl Harbor, right? To honor the memory of a special family member. It's a very moving experience. I have been there. Let's listen to what one Perillo traveler had to say.
As many times as I've been to Pearl Harbor, it still affects myself as well. It's a very emotional experience. I've seen a lot of different reactions on the memorial itself. It becomes very emotional for everyone around.
I've lived all my life waiting for that moment to see that. And it was extremely moving.
As we left the Arizona Memorial, the tour guide led our group in God Bless America. It was moving.
I tell you, you got to see it. I've been there. You just can't describe it. Pearl Harbor with Perillo Tours. 888-PERILLO. Request the new 2020 Hawaii brochure, okay? That's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com. PerilloTours.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
That's what I like about you. Let me hear it out. Good morning, good morning. It's Joe on the radio. Come on, get the morning started. Uh-huh. Martin Luther King. Hey. What I like about you, baby.
Uh-huh. What I like about you. You hold me tight. Tell me I'm the only one. Wanna come over tonight.
A great song, right? That's what I like about you, 827. That's what we like about Jen Kearns, noted Republican strategist, former spokesperson for the California GOP. Hey, Jen, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Welcome and all the best on this Martin Luther King Day. Are you working today or like we are? Do you have off? You're working anyway. I know you, right?
We're always working, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are. And I kind of like it. I don't know why. Something wrong with me at this age. I should really. You've repeatedly written that if Martin Luther King was around today, he would have been a Republican. Why do you think that's the case, Jen?
Well, look, through my reporting over the years, and I know that a lot of Democrats find this very hard to believe, Martin Luther King, according to all accounts, both public and through my own original reporting, shows that Martin Luther King Jr. was actually a registered Republican. A couple of things point to that. I've actually interviewed Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, down in Atlanta, who confirmed to me that her uncle was indeed a member of the Republican Party. I also interviewed friends of mine in Newport Beach, California, who actually used to vacation with Martin Luther King Jr. and another person in the Bahamas back in that era. And they said they regularly and openly were talking about how he was a member of the Republican Party. But there's even more proof that King's family and inner circle were also Republicans. So he wasn't just a Republican. It was his entire inner circle, which is pretty interesting. So you look at Martin Luther King Jr.'s father, Martin Luther King Sr., He was a registered Republican. He said this openly in many press reports back in that time. And he also publicly endorsed Richard M. Nixon, a Republican, for president.
Wow.
And if you look at Martin Luther King Jr.'s, it's pretty remarkable when you look at all these instances. In fact, in MLK Jr.'s inner circle, there was a man by the name of A. Philip Randolph. He was an African-American and a member of the Republican Party. He was actually the person who coordinated the famous March on Washington for Dr. King, where King gave his legendary I Have a Dream speech. And this Philip Randolph was a registered Republican and openly stated that in multiple press occasions. And if you look at other people that were around Martin Luther King at the time, including Frances Rice of the National Black Republican Caucus, she said that Martin Luther King, in fact, during that time was constantly, quote, battling Democrats who stood in the schoolhouse doors, turned skin-burning fire hoses on blacks, and let loose vicious dogs. That was a common challenge that Martin Luther King had faced back in that day. And so you look at his inner circle, you look at his family members, they all said he was a registered Republican.
Wow. And not to make it political, but just a general observation. And look at Abe Lincoln. I mean, you know, how he fought slavery. I mean, how did the Republican Party get to be so, and really anti-black when they indeed started this whole civil rights movement?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Joe, as someone who's done messaging for the last 15, 16 years in the Republican Party, it's that constant uphill battle that we have to prove, that we're for civil rights and that we were actually the party that started this. And so if you look back over the last 150 years, it is the Republican Party that has been the party that has voted in African Americans' favor, going back to the 1860s. And you look at even the Republican Party itself was founded in the year 1854 as the anti-slavery party. It's the party that gave us Abe Lincoln, as you just said. It's the party that also gave us the Emancipation Proclamation and the freeing of slaves. And it was the Democrats who actually fought the Emancipation Proclamation in order to keep African Americans in slavery. And so if you look at the GOP, they actually were the party that amended the Constitution and gave us the 13th Amendment, which freed them from slavery, the 14th Amendment, Joe, which gave them citizenship, and the 15th Amendment, which gave African Americans the right to vote. And in fact, if you look at through time, it was actually Republicans who passed all of the civil rights laws, both of the 1800s, as well as all of the civil rights laws up through the 1950s and 60s. And so somewhere along the line, you're right. Yeah. Republicans lost the PR battle. But you can't change the voting record. And that's why I'm so glad we keep great records in this country, because if anybody wants to go back and look at this and go to the Library of Congress, as I did, and really research this, they can really see the party that was on the side of civil rights.
That's amazing. And then the Democrats, you say they were the ones who were indeed within the Ku Klux Klan. So, and again, not to politicize it, but it's nice. And then you see this president, and as opposed to the previous administration, is doing more for the black community on this Martin Luther King Day. I feel responsible to bring out the fact that the president does these opportunity zones, which is not, again, it's not getting any press at all. The president is putting opportunity zones, and Mike Lindell's there, but Dr. Ben Carson, they're going around the inner cities. They're going through the pastors, which is such a brilliant move on behalf of the president. And I would say to Mike Lindell, my buddy, you know, the MyPillow guy, who's very just a great guy, but he's helping out stressed areas all across the country. And I said, Mike, you know, the president's got to step up. He's talked about inner cities. And he goes, Joe, he's doing it. He's doing it. So these opportunity zones. But darn if the word doesn't get out unless you and I are talking about it, you know.
Right. And look, this is why you're seeing the poll numbers actually work in President Trump's favor among African-Americans. And I think Democrats are going to be very surprised come November that President Trump actually has quite a landfall of African-American support. So if you look at the support of African-Americans he had back in 2016, it was only about 8 or 9%. It was about a point higher than Mitt Romney got back in the day. But you look at the support among African-Americans for Trump, it's been ticking up very quietly. It went to 18% after his first year in office, again, because what you said, he's been out there quietly working in the communities. He's been working with pastors. And you look at the most recent number, it shows Donald Trump's support among African-Americans now is up to 36%. And by the way, wow, that's higher than Bill Clinton's support was from African-Americans. And remember, they called Bill Clinton the first black
Republican. Yeah. Good point. Jen Kurds, you're just a plethora of information. I appreciate it. Before we let you go, Jen, the impeachment situation, and what a fiasco. It's, you know, I love the drama of it. I love the chuckle because nothing's going to happen. I mean, it's just going to be like our friend Rick Klein said, it's going to be a distant memory, maybe by the spring. But I kind of want that trial. I want the witnesses, man. I want to see Joe Biden. If the Republicans play it right, they'll get Barack Obama. And I mean, it'd be great television. But you think this will end quickly? Do you?
I do. Maximum. I think an impeachment trial goes 10 days maximum. But you're right. I think Democrats have to be very careful about what they ask for here. If witnesses are called, all bets are off, and Republicans have made that very clear. They're going to do, no pun intended, a quid pro quo. So every witness that the Democrats call, the Republicans are going to call one more, and you can guarantee that's going to include Hunter Biden and the like.
Wow. Jen Kern's doing a great job. She's a Republican strategist, former spokesperson for the California GOP. Jen, great having you on the show always. God bless. Have a great Martin Luther King Day, and we'll see you soon, Jen.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Take care. Jen Kern's right there. And by the way, reading here, the civil rights icon, Martin Luther King, spoke twice. This is from NJ.com. Spoke twice in Jersey City at St. Peter's College, now University, of course. On September 21st, 1965, he spoke at a historic Metropolitan AME Zion Church. On March 27th, 1968, 8 days before his assassination in Memphis. In both appearances, he called the audience to action at Metropolitan Church. Dr. King emphasized that everyone can and must contribute. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, but move. Dr. Martin Luther King. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 836. Al's here with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
22 degrees at 837. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Bronx Councilman Mark Jonas does not have much to say about a New York Post report that he has been caught speeding 9 times over the last year through school zones in the Bronx. Speed cameras caught his black Audi driving too fast between January 3rd of 2019 and November 1st of 2019. Jonas actually introduced legislation in 2018 to eliminate speed cameras. His move failed, and Albany lawmakers kept the cameras in place and even expanded on the program. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Many are getting paid time off today as nearly half of all American employers recognize the National Day of Service. Those getting time off are encouraged to celebrate the civil rights leader's life by volunteering in their community. A recent study by Harvard Medical School shows that people who volunteer are often more likely to be physically active and less likely to be stressed. In sports, Islanders fall in a shootout against the Hurricanes 2-1. The Rangers lost to the Blue Jackets 2-1. Chiefs beat the Titans in the AFC Championship game 35-24, while the 49ers took care of the Packers 37-20 in the NFC Championship game. It'll be the Chiefs and 49ers in 2 weeks in Miami for the Super Bowl. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. The eastbound side of the Gowanus up by 38th Street. It's an overturned vehicle. HOV lane is blocked. The left lane is blocked, so prepare for some delays. The outbound Gowanus down by 38th, right lane blocked with emergency activity as well. Let's see what's happening on the FDR Drive south in the 60s. A collision there. And the Grand Central Parkway west, right at the LIE, it's an accident. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Let's see what's happening at the Hudson River crossings. Moving smoothly there. 78 eastbound, exit 24. It's a collision. And if you're going to be taking a ride over to 287 north, exit 6 in Piscataway, a collision there. 22 westbound, getting out through Mountainside, getting reports of a collision as well. 684 north, heading up through the area of exit 7, an accident as well. Sunny today, high of 32. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book.
For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
I'm so excited to tell you about Retro Fitness, 839 with Joe on the radio. You know, I'm a Retro Fitness guy, and my business partner, Stacy, and I started this gym. We've got this gym in Flemington, New Jersey, which is spectacular, just down there Saturday. So I said to Stacy, I said, you know, I know corporate. We always say corporate. That means the retro folks who run so many great gyms around the country, by the way. Retro Fitness is where you want to go. But they have this BOGO deal. You think buy one, get one? No, it's buy one, give one. This was created by the Retro Fitness folks with no gimmicks, no strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership at Retro Fitness, you give a one-year membership away for free. The free member doesn't pay a dime for 12 months. Yeah, they can come to Retro Fitness at any time, with or without their friend, whoever they gave the membership to, and they can access any of the Retro Fitness clubs around the country. Of course, we'd like to see you at our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. Now this, I said, Stacy, we need a little something. When you come in tomorrow, Stacy will be here live tomorrow on the air. What can we do? And I think it's okay to leak this. I checked with Mary, our wonderful sales gal. I think we are going to give away a year membership to Retro Fitness. Boom. Tomorrow on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. Boom. Just like that. Not only that, Stacy says, and whoever wins that free membership, we will enable you and give you one more membership to give away to somebody that you want. How about that? Tomorrow, 9 o'clock hour on the Piscopo Show. I love it. I love it. If you want to check in with Retro Fitness, you can go to retrofitness.com/location/Flemington, New Jersey, please. You can call Stacy as well, 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chops.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-797-5868. 800-797-5868. That's 800-797-5868.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. Hi, Joe Piscopo. How's that for a spot? Hey, I like it when Joe Piscopo. Al keeps that in cue. I always like people who do commercials going, hi, Joe Piscopo.
Hi, Joe Piscopo.
And then people are going, who? You know what I mean?
Hi, Joe Piscopo.
Who is that again? Joe Pesci?
Hi, Joe Pesci. Joe Piscopo.
I saw the Irishman. You were
Joe,
great.
Joe is a good guy.
Thank you, Governor. 844 with Joe on the radio, Empire State Bank. I love Empire State Bank. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. love Empire State. We've known them for years now. The way they help charities out around, the way Phil Guarneri is out there, the CEO, and Tom and Esmeralda, and the great team that is Empire. We just love it. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because you know, I know, being a small businessman, when small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. And no one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. Thank you. Thank you. You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you will experience at Empire State Bank. And Frankie, isn't our friend over there?
Yes. Well, we have a lot of friends there. I think Esmeralda's there. Danielle is there, who gave away her kidney, right? I mean, wouldn't you want a bank where they're willing to give away kidneys?
She's great, by the way. Yeah. Danielle's great. And
they're off today for Martin Luther King Day. But if you go in there tomorrow, maybe they'll give you a kidney if you open an account.
Jeannie as well.
It's a great crew. My wife and I have our bank account there, and they had this promotional savings account, which was insane. The interest rate that they were giving on this savings account was better than most CDs, but it ended January 1st. So we figured it was going to go back to some low interest rates, and we were going to move it somewhere else. We call them on Saturday, and the interest rate that they're still giving us, and it's not because we're anybody special, they give it to everybody, it's incredibly good.
Wow.
The interest rate they're giving us just on a regular savings account is better than what most money market accounts and CDs are doing. So if you're looking to, you know, get some interest on your savings, it's a great place to do that.
You got to check out. They have locations. Empire State Bank has a locations on Staten Island, of course, Brooklyn and the Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank, please visit esbna.com. It's esbna.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio with Five Boroughs and Big Al Gattulo and Debbie on the roads. Mr. Springsteen. Oh, Jersey Joe with the boss. I'm singing that out. Come on.
Don't sing to me. When I look into your eyes, I'm going
down, 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 down. Al, you feeling better? A little bit?
No.
Talk to him. You got to let the anger go, man.
I'm worried about you.
You know what?
It has nothing to do with
I am due for a heart checkup. I drive my doctors crazy.
I'm going for a physical this week, too.
Yeah, and they check your heart.
Oh,
they check your
heart. Can't wait.
Your blood pressure okay?
Not this morning, but normally it is.
Do you check it?
I don't check it on a regular basis, but it's normally at normal levels. I don't have any heart issues.
It's all good. It's all good. I would toss away the tea thing, let it go.
No, the cup is not even placed. I have to go take my car to the repair shop again when I get home.
What happened to the car now?
No brake fluid again in the car this morning, so I'm bringing it over to another shop. I'm getting it towed over there.
Can we make it respectfully?
I don't want to pay for another car. I don't have any time for that nonsense. I have to get it fixed, so it'll be fixed.
Well, we will get you over to... Well,
replacing a broken car is hardly nonsense. I mean, you've had
a lot of issues.
I could tell that we could go to Route 22 Toyota on that, but aside from that, it's a litany of other things, I can tell. Are you okay?
That's it. That's the only thing.
So it's just the car and the teacup?
Platonic friends?
Yeah.
Platonic friends give me a trouble?
Fine. Everyone's fine.
I worry about you, man.
I have to get my car fixed because my wife has to go for an MRI this week for her neck. She's recovering slowly.
Still.
Yeah, they've got her on a whole steroid regimen. She's going to have to go for physical therapy
and
stuff.
Yeah, you can't keep doing that. Yeah,
she's starting to get better, but she needs her car. Yeah. So I'm going to have to... If this doesn't fix the issue, then I'm going to have to go.
How's the gash in my head look? Let's get better.
Looks great, actually.
Not too bad.
I could see a little slight scar. It's nice. Attractive.
Attractive. I knew it. Yeah. I knew it. Because with the ridiculous thing, I wish I'm going to start to change my story. Got into a fight and I defended my girlfriend, which I don't have, but I just defended. And I went in a fight and he hit me in the head. And I 13
in the bathroom,
stitches later,
getting a little rude. You know, bang. You know, you went.
See, you should have said that from the get go. Something.
Right. No, I can't. Though.
See, that's what I miss most about Joe Frank. Franklin, is he would just make up stuff like crazy.
But even Joe's story is almost like a, but even Joe's story, the way he told it is almost like a makeup story. Like he crashed in the bathroom. He didn't want to upset his daughter. Go get the mask. Get a hat to put on my head.
No, but it's not. It's not a heroic.
No,
story
like
George Patton.
Exactly.
Right. Attacking someone when they. When somebody wasn't chivalrous. Right. That's what. Yeah.
It's Joe tripping and falling into a wall,
rescuing a woman who's being mugged, chasing down the mugger.
That's the ticket. That's John Lovitz. That's the ticket. Yeah, that's what I did. I went over and did that.
The last time that I saw Joe Franklin in person, he was in the hospital. And it was Martin Luther King Day, actually.
Oh.
And I said, synergy. You know, I was just trying to make conversation because he was in a lot of pain. Oh. And I said, so, Joe, today's actually Martin Luther King Day. Did you know Martin Luther King at all? Absolutely. We were very good friends.
Never before, right?
Never met him. I can't. Look, maybe he met him. I cannot imagine that they were very good friends.
What did he die of, if I may ask?
I don't. He had a bunch of issues. I think it was he had some sort of cancer.
But it was 90.
Well.
It was 90.
He was a couple of months shy. He was a couple of 2 months shy of 90.
90, yeah. And Joe Franco, the iconic personality who was on the air in New York on Channel 9 for...
Well, every day from 1951 to 1993 on TV.
Wow.
And then he was on radio up until a couple of weeks before he died on Bloomberg Radio and on WOR.
Now, stay with me. If you're younger, you got to check this out. Because my favorite Joe Franklin moment is when he did the Woody Allen film Broadway Danny Rose. And there was a character within Broadway Danny Rose, Lou Canova, who was like this lounge singer. Hysterical. Nick Apollo Fort, they played that role brilliantly. They actually, Woody Allen put the Luca Nova, the character, Nick Apollofonte, on with the real Joe Franklin. You know they ad-libbed that scene.
Oh, totally.
It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen on film anywhere.
He also has, playing himself, which is all he did, he has the most memorable line in the movie Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters.
He does? Was he on?
Yeah, he's interviewing Dan Aykroyd, and Sigourney Weaver is watching him
better
late
reference.
At night.
I love this.
And he says to Dan Aykroyd's character, Ray Stans, he says, as they say in TV, there's one big question that I think is on everybody's mind, and you may be the man to answer that question, and that's how is Elvis, and have you seen him lately?
Joe Franklin, rest in peace. A great guy, by the way.
Absolutely.
And great impression. 851, Debbie's out there on this Martin Luther King holiday, remembering the great man that he was. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise? 851 on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Well, good morning, guys. We've got this problem, and it's on the eastbound Gowanus getting up toward 38th Street. It's an overturned vehicle. The HOV lane blocked. The left lane is blocked, so that's the eastbound side of the Gowanus. Watch out. It looks like all lanes are also subject to closure. If you're going to be taking a ride over to the eastbound side of the BQE, your building getting up toward Atlantic Avenue as well. We're getting reports of an accident over there, too. Over on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at the LIE, that's a collision. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Metered parking rules in effect. 7086 at 24. It's a crash over there to deal with. And 22 West at New Providence Row getting out toward Mountainside. A collision as well. Do see some stop-and-go traffic on the Hutch South at East Lincoln Ave getting into Mount Vernon. A collision to deal with as well. Looks like subways, if you're heading out to the subways right now, they're running on a regular schedule. The 3 train suspended 96th Street to 148th with switching problems. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play The Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Dining Out Dialogue at the Hunt and Fish Club on January the 24th. Special guest co-host Carol Markowitz in person, and guests former supermodel Elizabeth Pipko and Fox News superstar Laura Logan. Call 212-575-4949 for reservations.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. When you are a family member is in an accident, the name that comes to mind is Bramnick. Lawyers John and Brent, that's father and son, love that. John and Brent Bramnick at the Bramnick Law Firm can be reached 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free. Accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. John Bramnick began his law practice in 1984, and now has 17 lawyers and a staff of 30 ready to assist you. Not every accident results in a lawsuit, but if a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and to take it to trial. And not all cases require a trial. The Bramnicks will tell you that, you know, but the Bramnick lawyers have the trial experience necessary to fight for your fair compensation. And if you're worrying how you're going to pay for those medical bills, right, how you're going to be compensated for lost earnings, right? They have all the answers at Bramnick. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. You know, if it's an accident, then you need to call Bramnick, 877-423-4878. It's 877-423-4878, or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com. It's johnbramnick.com.
Eric Metaxas,
the show about everything.
Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Whoa, can't you see? Joe Lumberg is our, he's at the weather answer desk. He's our marathon man meteorologist. Joe, good morning to you. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Good. We're cold. Good. We're good. Yeah, we're working. It's Martin Luther King Day. Everybody's off. We're here. We're celebrating all the great things that Martin Luther King has done. And it's freezing. It is now officially winter. But I see the good news is this. And I tell you, listening, Joe Lumberg is going to give you the whole forecast. But you know what? We only got about a month more of this crazy cold, Joey, right? I mean, it's not so bad, right?
That's right.
So
yeah,
and then
you get to the end of February, get into March, and it's tough to get this kind of crazy cold.
It was cold this weekend. And now what's happening today? Still staying cold today, but warming up later in the week.
Yeah, it was slow warming this week. Sunny today, breezy, cold, about 32. It's going to feel like it's in the teens, the near 20.
Ooh.
Tonight to
Ooh.
Down into the teens, maybe 21 in Midtown. Sunny tomorrow, 35, up to 38 Wednesday with sunshine. More clouds Thursday, but we cracked the 40-degree mark, probably mid-40s on Friday.
All right, Joe Lumberg. Well done always, Joey. Thank you so much. There's the man, the marathon man, Joe Lumberg. I almost said Joe Franklin. Remember Joe Frank? Remember the Channel 9 days? Lloyd Lindsey Young. Was
yeah,
that his name?
Yeah.
He was on the show. He was, hello, New Jersey, or wherever it was. Right?
Yeah,
he was great.
All the area municipalities.
Very smart, very
I
smart.
I once asked him what his favorite municipality to say hello to was.
Yeah.
And he said just because it was the most fun to say, it was Hohokus.
Hohokus! That is great. Now, Sam Champion, back at ABC, WABC, I swear he had a violet suit on today. I've been thinking
really?
About a purple suit. Would you like me if I walked into it and with a purple? Should I get dark or should I get
that.
Light? Sam had the great.
I like purple.
It was like violet. It was so hip.
I actually recently purchased a purple suit myself.
No.
But it still needs some alteration.
Let's do it together.
Great.
We'll do that little party. We're going to do a little thank you party at the AC Hotel with Rob O'Neill. with Rob Klein, Rob O'Neill. Robert Klein, right? And then we'll go and we'll wear purple suits
Wonderful.
Together. Are you on?
I'm in.
Oh, I love this whole feeling of love and togetherness on this show. Well, Al, maybe not so much, but we'll get to that when we come back. It's 8:58. It's Martin Luther King Day. Coming right back at you.
News.
opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
23 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Detectives are looking for a gunman in connection with a deadly shooting on a Bronx street. Police say a 23-year-old man shot in the head near Creston Avenue and 182nd Street in East Tremont around 11:30 last night, pronounced dead at the hospital. Witnesses told police they saw the gunman running away. A teenager working at a restaurant in Monmouth County, New Jersey, being fired for calling police officers pigs. NJ.com reporting that five officers walked into a Five Guys restaurant in Howell Friday night. When a 17-year-old worker referred to them as pigs and used other inappropriate language, the manager heard it, called the district manager, who ordered the teen to be fired on the spot. Restaurant is holding a fundraiser Wednesday with proceeds going to the local PBA union.